Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Possberg, a partner with Polar Pork. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
With the first mandatory review of the Canada-US-Mexico, or United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, set to begin officially July 1st, discussions over the agreement are already well underway. At this stage, what do we know about what's likely to unfold, and what do we have to go on?
Well, we know that there is no definitive agreements or anything that gives us feedback that there is the review has been done and it's settled business. The opposite is quite true. Like, we're getting mixed feedback. We hear rumors of some of the things on the Americans' minds, and of course, as Canadians, we want to deal with aluminum tariffs and softwood lumber and things like that. So it doesn't appear to be any indication that these outstanding issues have been settled between the United States and Canada.
Why is this such an important issue for the Canadian pork sector overall and for your farm and its customers?
Well, for us as producers, we sell a lot of young pigs into the Midwest, and that's a business we've been living off of, I guess, since 2011. So it's very important to our little business. But in terms of agriculture, I mean, there's meat, beef, and pork, and grains, and all kinds of things across the border, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's fertilizers, potash, and oil, and that sort of thing. So the whole thing is our trade with the United States is really part of our day-to-day economy, and we really depend on our ability to trade with the Americans to operate our economy in any kind of common sense way.
How has the North American trade agreement benefited all three countries involved, and what is at stake moving forward in this regard?
Well, I know in our pork business, we've really integrated with the U.S. and it's not just pork that or hogs, live hogs. That's kind of a less significant part of our business than the whole pork. Once it's been slaughtered, there's hams that go down to the U.S. and Mexico for sale or further processing. There's meat that comes back into Canada from the U.S. to be further processed here, and at times we'll see American product on our counter shelves, especially when there's big sales items and our processors can't produce enough of a particular product to satisfy the market. And likewise, there's Americans that buy our product to fill their needs as well. And, it's just, we really do have an integrated market, and it's important that operates on a basis of free trade, because often this movement of product is at very low margins. But there are positive margins to be had by the movement, so it benefits us as producers greatly, and we really depend on that free movement.
What are you hearing from the United States in regards to the review and extension of the agreement, and how important is the position of agriculture in those discussions involving the U.S.?
Well, we know there are some trade irritants that Americans have expressed one of the more visible one is the dairy tariffs that we have on U.S. Dairy products coming into Canada. That seems to be a major irritant, but that's just one of several things that they talk about. It's hard to really gauge where we're at with these discussions because there's no real clear path. Some of the statements that the President of the United States have made is tends to say that we're not in a very good position. And some of the feedback we get from trade negotiations and trade negotiators is that there's a lot of positive goodwill between the two nations, and there's a strong will to have things satisfactorily resolved. So we really do get mixed messages, and being 6 days away from the end of June, when this trade major trade agreement is meant to be reviewed, we really don't know what's going to happen. There's no real clear guidelines or information coming back to us that gives us much comfort that there's been any real progress.
That said, how much room is there for optimism or confidence, and what are the factors there?
Well, our feedback from the American producers in our industry is that they very strongly support continuation of our free trade because it benefits both our countries. But we're not the politicians. What we desire and what the politicians agree to, there might not be total alignment there. So it's we do know that we have a lot of support from our American and Mexican counterparts to continue to have an integrated market. We're not sure exactly what the outcome will be when the politicians put pen to paper. So I think we're going to kind of be flying by the seat of our pants for the next while, and not really knowing what the outcome of this review is going to be.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, a wise man once told me that in the long run, everything that should be will be. And I think our ability to trade freely with the Americans and Mexicans have served both countries well. And that's an arrangement that should be. Whether it will be or not will depend on the goodwill of our politicians. And, we just hope and pray that they do the right thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Pausberg, a partner with Polar Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.